GAA on Off the Ball.
Now, here on Off the Ball, there is nothing we like more than the talk of Championship restructure. And yesterday we got manna from heaven from the GAA as they outlined the proposal they'll be putting before a special congress at Páirc Uí Chaoimh next month as they look to implement a two-tier football championship. Here with us to discuss the matter at hand is Pat Nolan, the Irish Daily Mirror's GAA correspondent. Good evening, Pat. Thanks for coming in.
All right, Richard.
And also Leitrim's Emlyn Mulligan joins us on the line as well via the medium of Skype. Emlyn, how are you? Thanks for joining us this evening as well. We'll come to basically the proposal as it is first. I suppose for those who mightn't be that familiar with it, the two-tier proposal that will be put before Congress basically says that any Division 3 and 4 sides who reach a provincial final will be able to make the qualifiers, which have been reduced in their number of rounds from 4 until 2. And from that point on, basically anybody else from Division 3 and Division 4 will be separated into a different championship. Pat, some have said already that this is basically Tommy Murphy Mark 2. It's an expanded version, as far as I can see.
Yeah, and it's the third time that they've had a go at this because obviously the Tommy Murphy Cup was in, I suppose, 2005, I think it started, and then it was linked to the qualifiers or replaced the qualifiers for Division 4 teams, I think, in 2007 and 2008. And I think the success of Wicklow under Mick O'Dwyer at that time was, I suppose, damaging to it, and there wasn't great buy-in from players, and it was done away with. They came back in 2016 with virtually an identical proposal, which was pulled from Congress amid unrest from Division 4 counties, and now they've come back with a slightly reheated version of it, which ties Division 3 teams into it. I don't see any merit to it whatsoever. I'm not saying that the Tier 2 conversation isn't a worthy one, but this idea is exceptionally ill thought out. I'd say it's virtually guaranteed to be unsuccessful if it's introduced. It's riddled with flaws, and I think it's kind of been a hobby horse of John Horne since he became GAA president to get this Tier 2 football system in by hook or by crook. And the bizarre thing about it all is that this is all going on in the midst of him having appointed a fixtures review task force, which is due to report with various findings and recommendations in November. But that committee's hands have effectively been tied by this being effectively put down on top of them. Why you would draw the line between the top 16 and the bottom 16, I really don't know, because there isn't any great difference between teams at the top of Division 3 and the bottom of Division 2. You could have a system whereby, say, Cork beat Leash very comfortably in the fourth round of the qualifiers this year. Cork Division 3 next year, Leash Division 2. So as things stand,
Cork have to reach a Munster final.
Yeah, and Cork would not be eligible to play in the qualifiers unless they reach a Munster final. Leash would be. And you also have, because it's linked to the provincial championships, which are so lopsided, there's so many inequalities to it. Again, you take the example of Cork, say this year, they had to beat Limerick to get to a Munster final. You take Derry then, for example, in Ulster, this year they had to beat Tyrone, Antrim and Donegal to get to an Ulster final. So, it's completely lopsided from that point of view. And also, again, using the Cork example, there's an open draw in the Munster semi-final. Cork and Kerry will be seeded to the Munster to that stage, but it's an open draw once you get to that stage. So Cork could meet Kerry in the Munster semi-final and probably lose that match on recent form, and they'd be into the second tier competition. It's just so poorly put together and thought out, and the GPA have called for it to be sidelined, and so have the CPA today, actually. But it's obviously going to appear on the CLAR at Special Congress next month, and because it's being driven by Central Council, it has a very good chance of being passed.
Yeah, Emlyn, you previously have spoken in favour of a two-tier championship, not quite in the same manner that this one has been drawn out. When you saw this proposal yesterday, what did you make of it?
Yeah, listen, I suppose, the debate is valid. I think there's definitely a restructure needed. It seems maybe that this proposal has been rushed in. I suppose, having been involved myself, playing in Tommy Murphy Cup and that, and I suppose for us in Leitrim, the Tommy Murphy gave us a great opportunity to try and get a game in Co Park as such, you know, and it's not something that we would have got year in, year out. But at the same time, the interest definitely, I can remember back playing and the interest wasn't there from players, you know. And I remember going down to Wicklow, and I think it was 2008, we were struggling to get nearly 15 to go down, you know. So as you just mentioned there, like this whole proposal is probably, it's very similar to that. You know, like we speak of tiers and tier one and tier two, like I do believe that there has to be something, but it's an argument that there's going to be divided all, no matter who you speak to in the country. And I've spoken to other county players and every player has a different proposal on it and a different, like some of them want to compete for Sam and want to play the best. You know, but over the years, like I've stood out in Hyde Park or in Castlebar after a 20-point beating, and you know, it's not a nice place to be. The league, I suppose, was our championship this year, and it proved that when you're playing teams that you can compete against. The right way of going about it, it's very hard to know. Like at the end of the day, we all want to compete for the same competition, but at the end of the day, you have to be realistic, you know. And I think the biggest thing for teams like ourselves is getting an equal amount of games that the bigger teams are playing year in, year out. You know, like for example, a lot of teams this year only got two championship games, whereas the likes of, I suppose, Mayo, these teams, Kerry, you're playing 7-8 games consistently. So for us to improve, we need more games. But yeah, I just don't think this structure that's been proposed is the right way about it. And as you said, there's a lot of flaws, especially if you're connecting to provincial championships. You know, the provincial championships at the minute, you can't compare them in terms of competitiveness with Ulster and maybe the likes of Munster or even Leinster for that matter. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, listen, I think John Horne, he seems to be trying to rush it in. Maybe it's just to leave his own legacy, I'm not sure. But it's a debate that has to be discussed, but at the minute I just don't think they have enough on it to be able to push that through.
It's that speed at which it seems to have been pushed through. I mean, there's so many things within the GAA that seems to take, you know, they move like, you know, coastal erosion in terms of how they try to progress, but this seems to have just rocketed through. It's gone through Central Council then the weekend. We're going to have a special Congress as soon as next month, and they're looking to implement it as soon possibly as next year in terms of the championship. It's the speed of which this has been implemented, I would be very, very uncomfortable with, especially married to that fact, Pat, that you say that this fixtures task force, which was set up by the GAA, by John Horne specifically, seems to be bypassed completely.
Yeah, like that, like I said, that committee has been hamstrung, and it's probably like trying to close the door with no hinges for them at the moment, because they're obviously waiting to see what's going to happen, what's going to be implemented, and yet they've been told they have carte blanche, but quite obviously
But for what? Like that's what I'm struggling to get my head around. Like what does that exactly exist if the top end of what they're trying to sort out is going to be completely taken out of their hands?
Yeah, like it makes absolutely no sense. And the only conclusion, and Emlyn alluded to it there as well, that I keep coming back to, is that it's just a legacy issue for the current GAA president. And it will, I'm not sure if it goes through. I'm virtually certain that it won't be the legacy that he'll want to have ultimately.
You seem to be convinced that it will go through at this special Congress next.
Well,
I'm sure that it has a decent chance anyway.
Purely because it's sponsored by Central Council, and like you only have to look back to the last special Congress a couple of years ago, where the current hurling championship proposals were voted in, and you know, it was very obvious going into that Congress, and I said it myself, and several other people said it, that the imbalance with the Leinster and Munster championship relegation and the obvious yo-yo effect in the Leinster Hurling Championship was glaring, and it was still voted in because the power of Central Council sponsoring a motion is immense, and the GAA, it's a very political organisation, and you can be guaranteed that its top brass are working behind the scenes to ensure that this gets over the line. And that's you know, your ordinary club or county unit or provincial unit, to a lesser extent, that brings a proposal to Congress doesn't have that power. Mm. Like if this proposal came from any county board, it wouldn't have a hope of getting through. But I give it quite a good chance, because I know how Congress works, and you know, once Central Council's name is on it, it will always have a chance.
Yeah. Speaking on this morning's OTBAM, Tipperary player Mickey Quinlivan, he spoke about the proposals themselves, and he had his concerns about how the tier two championship will be marketed.
The second tier of the football.
What do you think?
I think it's dancing around the inequity of the provincial system. I can understand the tiered championship. The girls, our ladies, had a brilliant victory in the intermediate there on Sunday, you know, and it's great for teams to have that opportunity to go and play and win in All-Ireland. But I think the problem, and it's probably the players especially, is the promotion of the games will die for that second tier championship. We've seen what happened with Ireland, and I think that's the biggest thing for the players is, do you just get left behind? Then, as I said, the provincial situation is, like, if you're a Division 3 or 4 team in Leinster or in Ulster, it's very, very tough on you.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to the other two provinces versus five and six teams, you know.
Yeah.
It's very tough on those.
Emlyn, Michael spoke there about the inequity of the provincial championship system and how it's certainly lopsided, particularly in with the way the Leinster is set up and the way the Ulster is set up, and then we have Pat talking about how the seedings are going to work out in Munster. The fact that this new structure is married to the provincial championships just seems to weigh the whole thing down, as far as I can see. What would you make of it if coming from a Leitrim background?
Yeah, well, listen, if you rewind the clock a couple of months and you take this year's draw, for example, we drew Roscommon in the Connacht Championship in a quarter-final. For us now to get to the provincial final, let's say this year early on, we would have had to beat Roscommon, Galway, or Roscommon, Mayo and Galway, inevitably, you know, like, which, let's be realistic, was never going to happen. So if that format was brought in, like, the chances of us ever competing for Sam, we're dealing with a small province, but there's three kind of teams there playing in Division 1 consistently. So it's very hard for the likes of ourselves that you'd be looking at ever competing for Sam again, you know. And then I suppose for players committing, like, we're given as much as every other minute as other players. But and in terms of what Mickey said about being forgotten about, you know, like, the qualifiers this year for the likes of ourselves, we are probably forgotten about anyway, you know. And it's not that we play for wanting to be on small clips on the Sunday game or that. But I remember this year against Wicklow, I think there was 30 seconds highlight shown of the game. So inevitably, when we're knocked out of the championship, we are forgotten about anyway. So I can't really, I don't see that as a massive major issue, because, as I said, the minute we're knocked out, our dream of Sam is over anyway. But whether you had something to go and play for and compete for then with a realistic chance of winning, a small bit of me does favour that, because at the end of the day, we need games. And as I said, Roscommon, we can't compete against the easy teams when they're playing 6-7 games a year and we're only playing maybe 2. We need games. And unfortunately, whether it's a tier two that gives us them more games, and if it's forgotten about, let's say, media wise and all that, so be it. But I think a lot of players would want that. But then again, it's the divided opinion. And no more than yourselves, there, you have an opinion on it, I have an opinion on it. But it's very hard to get it straightforward. And I suppose that's the thing with Congress, they're just going to go whatever they decide. And I just think on that, on John Horne, and like I suppose the biggest thing is we're on the ground level, the players are, and they're probably forgotten about in the situation. I know the GPA do have surveys and they ask questions, but you know, it's not a real I suppose fiery debate. Like, John Horne was down in Leitrim last week, opened up a centre of excellence. You know, it would have been a prime opportunity to say, can I meet the team or the panel and discuss with them, what do they want? Do they want a tier 2? Do they want to play in a bottom tier 16? Or do they want to compete for Sam? Do you know, there's a handful of teams there that he only needs to speak to, but sometimes he just needs to take into consideration players' thoughts, and younger players especially. It's all right for me, I'm coming to the end of my career, so, like, it's going forward. It's a 19, 20-year-old. So what do they want down the line, do you know? So I just think he has to come back and draw a line across and speak to the teams that are competing at that level, on an individual, come face to face with them, rather than, I suppose, just pushing these things through without really any consideration for the players that are putting in the effort.
Emlyn, you mentioned there the CPA are against this, the GPA are against this, the Fixtures Task Force, both of them say need to be given more time to set forward their plans. Are you as a player, frustrated by the toothlessness, like, whether it's their own fault or not, of these groups and subgroups and organisations?
Yeah, of course. Like, at the end of the day, if we're asked an opinion on something, and I suppose the GPA are our representative organisation, and I suppose the feedback from them is that all players do want this, well, you'd imagine that the GAA would listen, like, you know, and that I suppose the hierarchy would listen. But it seems to go in one ear and out the other with everything in relation to the GAA, you know. And we said it there already, it just seems that they just want to push it through. Like, John Horne will be walking away probably next year again, and you know, listen, he'll always be remembered for this change, and whether is that something he wants, I suppose it's hard to fathom or not. But I just think the players' voices need to be heard that bit more, and we do all agree there's some sort of change needed, but it has to be strategically thought out and put in the right frame that every player is happy with it. Well, you're not going to get every frame or every player happy, but a percentage that will be content with it going forward, because listen, the effort that's been put in by players, and I know myself, it's something that is, I suppose, that they want to get something out of it at the end of the day. But if the GAA are just going to push this through for the sake of it, I don't think it's not great. It's not very respectful towards the players.
Yeah, Pat, we mentioned yesterday that the GAA put forward in their their blurb about this, that they'll have a range of marketing promotional supports for the new Tier 2 Championship, which is grand. But you ultimately can't make people care just because you put money behind it.
Yeah, and they said that about a planned increase in TV coverage. Well, that's they don't get to make that decision. That's a decision for RTE or TDK or Virgin or whatever broadcaster they approach with a view to doing that. And the current broadcast deal is not up for renegotiation for another couple of years. So
well, did they sell this as a separate broadcast deal then, maybe?
Possibly. But why should why would they be interested if there's a raft of players that aren't interested in playing in it? Why should any broadcasting company put their necks out for it? The same with my own media outlet. Like, are we going to pour loads of resources into Wicklow and Offaly Tier 2 quarterfinal match? No, we're not, and I don't expect anyone else will either. Like, you have to be realistic about it. They have these aspirations about promoting it, but like I said, the previous Tommy Murphy Cup had live TV coverage, and I think the winners got a team holiday. But like, that's not enough to sell it. I think what would make a big difference to this proposal is if the winners had a passage into the round four, the qualifiers or something like that, similar to what we had with the Laois hurlers this year. Now, I actually put that to John Horne earlier in the summer, and he said the framework isn't there within the fixtures to allow that to happen, because the All-Ireland Championship would be too far advanced by the time the Tier 2 would be finished. And again, that brings me back to the fixtures task force. They would presumably have, if they were given carte blanche, like we're told they have been, they would presumably be able to work out some sort of mechanism where that could happen, and they should be left to do that rather than having this foisted on them now.
Yeah, I'd really love to get John Horan's opinion on why the fixture task force is kind of, I guess, set to one side in the process of putting all this through. Like, I mean, it's hard to find the thing that works, and that works for everybody. You mentioned that yourself, that everybody's going to have their opinion on this. Would you understand, from a Leitrim player's perspective, if they get knocked out in a Connacht semi-final, the vast tranche of them saying, do you know what, I don't really need and want to stick around for this Tier 2 thing?
Oh, 100%. It happened this year, I suppose. We had a lot of players left after Roscommon beat us, and walked away to, I suppose, the lure of going to America and that. But as Pat says there, like, I think the biggest thing is that if there was a tour, that there has to be some way that the winners of that initial 16 can bring themselves back into the contention for Sam, whether it be the quarterfinal place or something. But I know for one now, and just for an example, if the draw was the same as it was last year, and we got, let's say, Roscommon, and knowing we had to beat Mayo and Galway, and you were going straight into a 16 Tier 2, I don't know, would, I suppose, the hunger be there to compete for it, you know? I think it'd be a very easy decision for younger lads to say, well, sure, listen, what's the point, you know? And even in that Tier 2 for the likes of ourselves would be very hard. Like, a few teams of Cork and that in it, Tipperary, Derry, these teams, it'd be still a struggle for us to, I suppose, to win it. So I think inevitably they're trying to, it's going to be a very hard task for younger lads to commit to, especially, as I said, the nights they're given into it. Like, it's 6-7 days a week, it's their whole lives. So when you're given that commitment, you want something out of it productive in the end of it. And at the minute, what's been proposed is definitely not going to keep lads interested, I think.
Yeah, and the other side of that, you don't necessarily have, if you're in this Tier 2 Championship, a guaranteed number of games either. I mean, you could be put in the Tier 2 Championship and then knocked out in the first round of it, because it's a straight knockout from that point on. So that seems like another way of driving players away and driving interest away, I guess, too, with it.
Yeah, and as I said, it's more games is what we need, you know. And like, if the Super 8s now gives up the stronger teams more games. But as you said, if we're knocked out in the first round of the Connacht Championship, you go into a last 16 and you're drawn against Cork away and you're knocked out. That's two games again, and you're left sitting there for the whole summer watching on. You know, as I said, there has to be something there put in place that gives teams more games and try and bring them on every year. But at the minute, it's not working. I don't think this system's going to work. But at the same time, I think the one thing that all players do want to do is be in the same competition. And I suppose whether it's playing for Sam or not. And I suppose the Champions League format was a proposal with the seeded teams in Division 1, 2, 3 and 4 all in the group. And you're getting a game against the stronger team, but yet the bottom two go into a different tier, inevitably dissimilar to this. But maybe at least you're still competing against the higher teams, giving yourself some bit of an opportunity, giving your fans a good day out, you know. And I think that's crucial as well, because at the end of the day, it's for the supporters as well as much as it is for the players. And, you know, that's one thing about Leitrim fans. They love a big day in Carrick, whether it's Roscommon, Mayo or Galway. And that might finish that off and just lose interest from a supporter's point of view.
Is there any sense that this is playing the long game, Pat, and maybe giving the provincial championships enough rope to prove that they're not really fit for modern purpose anymore, and that this system as it will be for, say, gets trialled after a special congress for 3 years, it'll show up that the inadequacies of the provincial championship, and then we can move forward with something like the Champions League format that Damien's mentioned there.
Yeah, I'd say there probably is an element to that in an all right. Like, I think it's inevitable that at some stage in the future, the provincial championships will cease to, not necessarily exist, but cease to feed into the All-Ireland race directly. And it may, I think it's further down the road than maybe a lot of people imagine, because the GAA moves in such incremental measures. But I think that will happen. But it would probably require maybe a generation, a kind of new generation of administrators to come through. Because if you go to Congress, there is a very grey element to the delegation, shall we say. So.
And that's obvious with the disconnect that there is with the players and what's actually being forced through.
Yeah, so that's not going to change overnight. Like, you know, it could be up to 10 years before the provincial championships are finally divorced from it as we know it now. Certainly, I would say at least five. It is inevitable, but not for quite some time yet.
I have a feeling that come next president and you know, further into his presidency, we'll be having this conversation again somewhere down the line, or the strain of it, and seeing how this worked 3 years down the line, etc. It just seems like it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy from this point on.
It'll be, like I said, the GAA is very much an incremental change type of organisation. There will be incremental changes over the next few years, and it's like, I suppose ideally you'd want just to have a blank canvas and redesign the whole setup. But again, I can't see that happen anytime soon. And like, there will be conversations around structures for quite some time to come, I would imagine.
Pat, we'll book you in for this time next year, as I sent for you.
And the year after too.
And the year after too. Emlyn, we'll do the same for yourself as well. Emlyn Mulligan, thanks so much for joining us and talking about this evening. And
Pat
Nolan from the Irish Daily Mirror as well. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks very much.
GAA on Off the Ball.